My name's Hannah Frost. Earlier this year, some friends and I spent a long weekend in Prague, and we managed to book a 5-star hotel at a discount rate. None of us had had much experience of luxury hotels, and to be honest, we were probably just as excited about this as we were about exploring Prague itself. Perhaps we should just have found a hotel in England and saved the flight. However, it seems today you can take holidays to a whole new level. This week, luxury travel firms have reported a sharp increase in the number of people taking six-figure holidays. The Sunday Times highlighted one particular commodities trader who spent just over £700,000 on a recent 3-week family skiing trip to Verbier. The price included travel by private jet, a piper to greet them at their chalet, and a maid to fold their clothes in gold tissue paper. I wonder what your reaction is to hearing that. Perhaps outrage at the thought of someone spending that much money on 3 weeks away, or disbelief that such luxury getaways are available in the same world where 1.4 billion people live below the poverty line. Or you might simply be saying, each to their own. Opinions like these are easy to give, without even thinking sometimes, but unless we're in a position where we have that much money, how can we really be sure what we would do with it? In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus tells his followers, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." It's a phrase we might well have heard before, but what does it actually mean? Well, if I think about the people and things that I love, like my family or my house or even the cuddly toy dog I've had since I was 3, it's painful to imagine those things being hurt or damaged in some way. And in some cases, I would do almost anything to prevent it. Where my treasure is, there my heart is also. So when it comes to making decisions about how to spend our money, our time, or even our life, the way we do that will often reflect what is important to us. For Jesus' followers, both then and today, the greatest treasure is not an earthly one. The greatest treasure for a follower of Jesus is knowing him. And the challenge then is to reflect that treasure in all areas of life. Family, relationships, money, work, everything. We cannot know what the motivation was behind that £700,000 holiday, but we do know what motivates us in our own decisions and lives. So where is your treasure today? Remember that your heart may well be there too.
Breakout Radio, made in County Durham. www.breakout-radio.co.uk